This is a message of hope and healing. It's now been 11 and a half weeks since we found that Josie has rectal cancer. And I ask myself, what do I know? I know that as I find myself listening to Josie, she is being given wisdom on her journey. She shared with me recently that she saw the difference between being rich and living richly. She said the one is about investing and saving, and the other is about fully and abundantly living, receiving that day and that moment, and doing that which just receives that gift, just makes that day fully special. What is the best thing that you can do today? What is the thing that honors the gift that God has given you? That is the question. I know too that, and I'll talk about this in a little bit, but this has been a very tough week for Josie. And as rough as it was, there was a time there she just really couldn't even talk too much for how she was feeling. And she said this, that maybe that's the spot where I'm supposed to just listen to others and what they have to say. I'm telling you, I find myself listening to Josie more and more because God is gifting her wisdom on her journey. I would also tell you that this was the first time that Josie had an in-person infusion that lasted for several hours, and she actually chose to switch the place that she was going to go. And she went to a new medical facility where instead of being in a private separate room, you were all in the same room. And I remember kind of questioning that and wondering why you wouldn't want to have some privacy during this time. As it turned out, there was a real reason. She had a very severe and serious, very scary and intense reaction to one of the medicines, an allergic reaction. And Murphy had gone to get her some coffee and some snacks, and so he wasn't there. It was very much God's protection, God's mercy, that Josie was right there, right beside the nurses, right in full view. When this allergic reaction occurred, her throat was actually closing up. She couldn't even speak, and they were able to see her and to immediately come to her and help her through a very difficult time. God was with her. I asked myself what I know, and I know it was God's mercy and wisdom and love that Josie was where she was on Tuesday. I went on Tuesday for the first time in a long time back to the place I call Prayer Hill. It was always called Cardiac Hill up at Broughton's, where I would hike for years, but I have not been there in a long time. Actually, since a couple years ago when I tore my meniscus, I walk here on our property around the house. And so it just felt like a pilgrimage. It felt like what I was called to do. And I went there seeking God, and I found God there. It was after many days and of having sunshine and dry and hot temperatures, it was cold, it was wet, it was muddy, it was raining, and it was slippery. And as I walked up Prayer Hill, I prayed aloud, and I felt lifted. I felt God's presence. I felt that where God's meeting you, that moment where you are when you seek Him. And I just share that message with you today to just seek God with all your heart, and you will find that which you're asking. He will not turn when you turn to Him. He will not turn away. I think that I am just called to only say the truth here as I know it now. There's no other way that this is meaningful or meant to work. And I will just say that the last few days have been very tough for Josie, and she has been knocked down, but she has not been knocked out. The allergic reaction that she had meant that she didn't get the full dosage of the medicine that would help her not feel so bad. She has gone through a lot these last few days. But we were never promised this life would be easy, only that we would not be alone. And in this, the truth is that Josie was not alone, but that as she lay down, God lay beside her, sharing that pain. The people were praying, and God was there. She was receiving the support and the love and the gifts that God had for her. It doesn't mean that it will be easy. That's not what we're promised. We're just promised that we're not alone in the struggle. And in everything, I saw, as I speak the truth, the renewal of hope and healing. That's what we've called this. This is a message of hope and healing. And I saw that yesterday morning in that I FaceTimed with Josie and Murphy and Jack and Evie. And as I did, I saw a room. And if you'll just take a moment and picture with me, I saw a room, and this room was set up in just a very special way. It was morning. It was Saturday morning, and the sunlight was streaming into this room. And sitting around a table was Jack and Evie and Josie and Murphy. And what was there was this beautiful table setting with flowers and candles. There was even little name placards with each of their names on it. And a beautiful tea party, a princess tea party. So there was the placard named placard for Elsa. And then there was moms and dads and Jacks. And as I looked at it, the apples were arranged on a like a cake plate that was tiered, you know, that was up off the tablecloth. Beautiful white tablecloth. Everything was special. But what was the most special was Josie had asked Evie, what would make this day beautiful for you? What was the most joyful thing you could think to do? And she answered, a princess tea party. And so what I witnessed was renewal and hope and squeezing from this day and this moment what you can take that God is laying right there before you. I'm going to speak the truth. And the truth is, you may be knocked down, but you're not knocked out. Reach onto your hope. Take and reach out and touch the cloak of Jesus. Just touch the hem of the garment of Jesus, and you will find your hope. You will find that which is given to you. Do that this day. And I will tell you that we praise God because praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort those in trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. That is 2 Corinthians 1, 3, and 4. And I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. Let's pray this today together. Let's pray. I want to pray for each of you that are in a spot where it seems like you just are down or have lost your hope. lost that which you need to receive the gift that God is giving you. I pray that each of you will find that this day will be lifted and will turn to God, because the gift is there. He gave you everything in that He gave you His Son, who died for you and for your hope, for your help, for your comfort. I pray that you will receive that this day, that you will receive the gift of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray for each of you this day. Amen.